Even before Ms. Watson made her accusation Friday, Mr. Fairfax was in grave jeopardy. He infuriated Virginia's three freshman Democratic women in the congressional delegation with his dismissive treatment of the initial assault claim made by Vanessa C. Tyson, and then compounded his difficulty by not calling any of them. Similarly, he had not called Mr. McEachin, one of two African Americans in the delegation, before Ms. Watson spoke out. "You don't need to be a woman to be upset about the way Justin has handled this," Mr. McEachin said. It came to no surprise to Virginia Democrats, then, when Mr. McEachin and the three female lawmakers, Representatives Elaine Loria, Abigail Spanberger, and Jennifer Wexton, were some of the earliest on Friday night to demand Mr. Fairfax resign. As for Mr. Northam, the governor, he told his cabinet on Friday that he would not resign. In an email to state employees acknowledging that the state is in uncharted waters, he said, "You have placed your trust in me to lead Virginia forward, and I plan to do that." But some black Democrats are unhappy about the prospect of him remaining in office after he acknowledged he wore shoe polish to go in blackface as part of a Michael Jackson costume for a dance contest in 1984. Yet Ms. Bass, the Congressional Black Caucus leader, and other Democrats offered some measure of praise for Mr. Herring, who revealed that he wore blackface to imitate a rapper as a University of Virginia undergraduate, but has pleaded for forgiveness from the state's black lawmakers. At least he came forward and seemed to be sincere and apologized, Ms. Bass said. Other national Democrats also praised Mr. Herring, who methodically reached out to nearly every prominent African-American lawmaker in Virginia and said it was time the party reconsider its demands for instant accountability for the transgressors in its ranks. "It's unrealistic to expect politicians to have lived perfect lives. The general public doesn't expect that, and they are much more forgiving than the Twitter outrage mob," said Elizabeth Smith, a Democratic strategist singling out Mr. Herring. "If anything, we've learned the importance of taking a step back and taking a deep breath before demanding these guys' heads on a plate,"